Moreton Bay's home of Information 101.5 FM, and it's budget time for the state government. And Mark Ryan, in the ministry as police minister, the Honourable Mark Ryan, welcome to the microphone today.
G'day, Shane.
The budget, well, how's it impacted us locally? What's some of the big things? It's a big ticket items coming our way.
Oh, well, it's an exciting state budget for our local community because it delivers on local services and also delivers on local infrastructure. And a few of the highlights for me, and I know they're going to be highlights for people who know of these services and use these services. Probably number one on the list is guaranteeing funding for the Early Childhood Development Program. This is a program which helps young people who need a little bit of extra help before going into school. This was a program that the funding was going to run out because of the NDIS. The responsibility for funding was being transferred to the NDIS, and the future for that program looked pretty bleak, but the state government stepped in and has guaranteed the funding for this program. So this program will continue to help those young people who need a little bit of extra support before they start school, provide those supports to their family, and I know it makes a big difference. In fact, it was only a few months ago that I brought the education minister to our local area, and I took her to the Early Childhood Development Program site based near Caboolture East State School, and we spoke to the mums of the kids who rely on that service, and they talked from their heart about what it meant to them and their family and how it made a big difference. So for me, that's the number one highlight, giving funding security for that program to ensure that it continues forever. But we also have big spends on infrastructure in our region, and we have a number of education infrastructure projects getting funded. And I've just spoken with the principal of Morayfield State High School because they've been successful in their request to get funding. All up, it's going to be close to $6 million for a new hall. And this will be a performing arts centre for their art and cultural program, but of course become a wonderful facility for the whole school to use. So they are over the moon. I don't think the principal could keep herself in her box any much longer because that was just so exciting for them. But we also see significant money going to Caboolture State High School for improved facilities at Field State School and Caboolture Special School, and of course continuation of money for the new special school. And of course the big ticket item, which we've spoken about before, and that is the funding being locked in for the major upgrade of the Caboolture Hospital. All up, this project's worth about $400 million, and that is a great thing for our region, not only for jobs and economic activity, but for new health services, which will deliver for the community.
Some certainly good news there for our local area, some big ticket items indeed. And going to the state matters as well, to get your take on this, as far as our cars are concerned, fees and charges on car rego and speeding fines are likely to increase, what, 2.25%? So how do you comment on that?
Well, this is in line with the government standard increase each year. So each year it increases by the government rate of inflation. And look, I'm with everyone else. I never like to see when things go up. You know, I understand that people don't like paying more for things. But at the end of the day, to afford the government services and the government infrastructure that our community relies on, and we do have to raise money from somewhere. These are modest increases. They're a very low increase. But that being said, we're conscious that there are some people who do it very tough, and we've actually announced a record concession program that goes alongside of our government's budget this year. So all up, that's about $5.7 billion worth of concessions. And for those people who are eligible, they can be entitled to discounted registration or discounted public transport fees, as well as other things like access to free dental services. So this is a very broad and large concession program. It's actually one of the biggest in Australia. And we do that because we understand that some people do it tough and need some help when it comes to meeting day-to-day expenses.
Indeed so. And the government, according to Jackie Trad, has also illustrated there will be no forced redundancies where there will be job losses. Will you comment on that?
This is our commitment to the people of Queensland. And this is one of the big differences between Labor governments and Conservative governments, the LNP government. When they were last in government, they sacked 14,000 public servants, including nurses at our local hospital and TAFE teachers at our local TAFE. So our government, we don't sack people. What we do is we invest in services, and while we've been in government, we've actually employed more nurses and doctors and police officers and TAFE teachers and teachers, all those people that our community relies on for good government services. And that's why we make the commitment that there won't be any forced redundancies. And in fact, we make the commitment that we're going to employ more people. We're going to employ more nurses and doctors and teachers and police officers, because that's what Labor governments do. We invest in government services.
Now, one of the campaigns that the LNP has been very heavily promoting is air conditioning for schools. Apparently, part of the budget is $100 million for air conditioners, taking the total fund to $191 million over 4 years. Certainly some good news there.
Yes, absolutely. And look, we work alongside schools and school communities. I know that a lot of school communities in the Caboolture area fundraise very, very earnestly to raise money for air conditioners in school classrooms. This is to support that program in a priority way, so in those areas which are most affected by extreme heat. But obviously we're keen to continue to work with school communities, and there are a number of grants that already exist that I've actually helped particular school communities apply for and be successful getting. So I'm always happy to work with the local PNC and school communities more broadly to help them get those grants so that they can afford air conditioning in classrooms at their school.
And of course, details on how to get in touch with all the local members we have on our website as well. So if people want to get in touch with you to get those grants, that's all there, ready to go.
Absolutely.
Now, the state budget is having a debt that sits around $71.4 billion. It will soar to a massive $90 billion within 4 years. But there is an operational surplus that's slated for the end of 2019-2020 for $189 million. I guess some of that money will go off and pay the massive debt.
Yeah, and look, we've got to look at a bit of detail around this as well. With our borrowings, that is money that goes towards delivering infrastructure. So it's not money that goes towards the operating side of the budget. This is for infrastructure. These are for bricks and mortar. These are things that we're going to have for a long time. And just like, you know, people buying their first house or people investing in a business, there will from time to time come the opportunity for you to borrow to build that house or to build that business. And governments operate similarly. We borrow to build things that benefit the community who needs those things now. Like, for instance, the upgraded Caboolture Hospital. Our community needs that now. If we were to wait and save all our pennies until we got up to $400 million, it would take many years, maybe decades, for us to get to that point. So for us to borrow so that we can deliver infrastructure earlier and sooner is a prudent thing to do, and it's what many other governments around the country do. Something very interesting, though, is one measure of the level of borrowings of government is how you level out and compare the borrowing amount to your overall assets and revenue. Our government actually has the second lowest in the nation, second only to New South Wales, and that's actually a good measure to have. So majority of Australia is well above Queensland when it comes to levels of borrowings. But that being said, it's because of our good financial management that we've been able to deliver five budget surpluses in a row. So for every year we've been in government, we've delivered a surplus. And that means that we can afford to borrow money, and it means that we can afford to deliver those services and infrastructure we need. If you're delivering a surplus, as we are, it means you can do many good things, and that is a sign of our strong budget and our strong approach to government.
A little bit about business, and from July, the exemption threshold for the payroll tax will be increased for all Queensland businesses from $1.1 million to $1.3 million, meaning an additional 1,500 businesses will no longer have to pay any payroll tax at all. Is that a wise move?
Oh, this is a great move. This allows those businesses, and it's a benefit that will be enjoyed by all businesses that pay payroll tax by increasing that threshold. It means that those businesses have a competitive advantage over the rest of Australia. To put it into context, the tax-free threshold that we've got for small businesses paying payroll tax is double that of Victoria. So that means that businesses in Queensland can have a payroll, can have a workforce double the size of a Victorian business and pay no tax. That's good for stimulating economic activity. It's also good for growing jobs in the economy, and we want to do that by supporting business to grow. And by supporting business to employ more people, you actually build a stronger economy, and that means everyone wins.
You'll be getting a bit more money from petroleum. The royalty rate will increase around 2.5% to 12.5% to raise $476 million over 4 years. Certainly some good money coming in.
Yes, and that's the right thing to do. These are our resources. This is gas that is in Queensland. It's, of course, a resource which should be earning money for Queenslanders, and it should be returning an investment in Queenslanders as well. So I think it's right that we ask petroleum companies to pay a little bit more so that we can invest in the services that Queensland needs.
And an extra $778 million will also be raised by increasing land tax rates for companies and trustees with aggregate land holdings of more than $5 million by 0.25%, increasing absentee land tax surcharge by 2%. A smart move there as well to raise some more dollars.
Yeah, well, and I think the key thing to emphasise from the beginning is that this won't affect any individuals. This is only companies and trusts and foreign property owners, so people from overseas who owns land in Queensland. So it won't be, you know, mum or dad or grandma or any individual. This is people who, you know, are foreign investors or own property in the names of companies or trustees of a significant value. So this is land holdings of over $5 million. So it is quite significant. And it is right that those people who can afford to pay a little bit more should pay a little bit more. And that's what we're asking them to do. And all of that revenue will be reinvested in Queenslanders into new services and new infrastructure.
And how do you see yourselves in every year they do a review on the state's ability to manage the finances? You think you'll keep your rating?
Well, it's a solid budget. You know, we've delivered a very strong surplus, much higher than what we said we would deliver in the mid-year review, but also our growth rate is predicted to be, again, the highest in the nation for the third year running. Our unemployment rate continues to go down. So all of these things are positive measures for rating agencies to look at. I think they'll look at our state budget and say it's a very good budget because of those economic measures, but it's also a very good budget because it invests in infrastructure which will create more jobs and more economic activity. And that's got to be an encouraging thing for the rating agencies.
Indeed so. We do thank you for your time. The Honourable Mark Ryan from the State Government here in Queensland and Minister for Police as well. Thank you very much for your time keeping on air with us here today.